Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
This magic moment, so different and so new, but like any other. And then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes, everything I want I have whenever I hold you tight.
Welcome back to the campfire. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray Ike. Here we are, May 18th. In the Indian Creek Shooting Systems Mossberg Firearms Studios. Came back a little magic moment, little turkey sounds. That certainly is a magic moment when you're turkey hunting, when daylight breaks and the woods awakes and you hear the Ozark ghost gobbling on the river hills. A magic moment. Hey, we're going to run down to Indian Creek Shooting Systems down in Frona, Missouri. We need to talk to our guys. These two guys are harder to locate and talk to during hunting season and show season than finding Bigfoot. So we want to get them on. We're just finishing up. We've done our turkey hunting seminar series through our radio programming and our podcast. And we wanted to run down, and we've only got one of them this morning. We've got Mike Ponder from Indian Creek Shooting Systems, and we're going to do a little recap of Missouri spring turkey season. Well, basically all spring season, and talk about the great shooting system products, Indian Creek Shooting System choke tubes. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Ray.
All right, buddy. Hey, sorry I didn't get a chance to hunt with you guys this spring, but I couldn't help but notice on the social media, as much as anything else, a lot of feedback from a lot of customers, very happy customers with the Indian Creek. Tell us a little bit about this past spring season.
Yeah, we got a tremendous amount of feedback thanks to all you do and different things like that. We had really a pretty decent season. I mean, it was tough here in Missouri, but we had our first opportunity to go to Texas this year. Me and Stuart both went down there early. We did very well down there. It was all everybody ever said about chasing Rios in Texas. Stuart, he went to Tennessee and did very well there. I hunted Kentucky and Kansas also. Just to round out some of the states that we went to. It was tough, but we had a very good season. This season, I did shoot some of the furthest shots I've ever shot, okay. And thanks to the Indian Creek just getting it done right. Like that, there's all kinds of different stories about
sure. The
different hunts, but I won't
go into
each and every one.
Yeah, but, you know, field testing, I mean, all these hunts are in the testing for the Indian Creek choke tubes, and you guys are hunters, and I always want to tell everybody that you guys developed this as hunters and are hunters, and I've had the opportunity to hunt with you guys. You're very serious about your turkey hunting, and what you have created here is a really, really good product, and I don't just say that because I've been shooting the Indian Creek, as you know, since I did Turkey Revolution television for the first time. The guy that let me borrow his Indian Creek never got it back, and then I got with you guys and got to working with you, and, you know, we've done the media camps and the writers and stuff and television shows, and we shoot this thing, and it helps hunters be a more efficient and effective hunter in normal ranges, and if you do need to reach out there, you can.
Right.
As I always say every time we talk to you guys, what I always tell the public is that I can tell you all day about Indian Creek Shooting System choke tubes, but until you shoot it on paper and hunt turkeys with it, there's no way for me to explain how good this product is. Tell us a little bit about quality and what's involved in producing such a great product.
First and foremost, they're made right here in Frona, Missouri, right here in the USA. We start with 17-4 stainless steel solid bar, which is just one of the best products to start out with for making choke tubes. We run them here at our machine shop, very controlled machines and everything, so everyone is exactly the same. Like you said, we are hunters. We go out and test the product. We try different shells and different loads and different ranges. Of course, everybody wants to call in birds right up close and personal and get them gobbling in your face, but Ray, you know as well as anybody, that don't always happen. Right. There's things that happen out in the wild, and if you do have to take that longer shot, or if you misjudge yardage, having an Indian Creek in your gun is going to make that
absolutely.
A clean kill. You ain't wounding birds or anything.
That's one of the biggest things I noticed hunting with you guys and using the Indian Creek is what a difference it makes in the western states and hunting in the big open country. Tune your gun in, you know, pattern it, get your tube, get the right shot. You can, you know, in the old days, we just had regular shotguns with no screw-in choke tubes or anything. And those ranges out there can fool you in that open country. In that big country, some of those big birds, they don't come all the way in. And, boy, what a difference Indian Creek choke tubes made out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, we had hunted Kansas this year, and just so different from here in the Ozarks or around here in southeast Missouri where I'm from, where you have a reference, you have a background, but putting the time in, getting a good quality gun and an Indian Creek choke tube in there and try different ammunition, but do put in the time and do some patterning, see what that gun's capable of doing at different yardages. It just makes for a better hunt.
Well, you mentioned different loads. This TSS has really become quite the rage and very popular. And I want everybody to realize and understand that your choke tubes will thrill those shot really well.
Absolutely. For a lot of the guns, even if it's a 20 gauge or a 12, 10 gauge, whatever, you know, we got some 28 gauge now. And the TSS is very popular. And for the most part, a lot of times you don't even have to buy a different choke.
Okay.
You can stay with the same Indian Creek choke you have. It's always best, if you have any questions, give me a call. I'm one call away. It's 573-824-5555. Me or Stuart can answer any of your questions you might have about that.
That's one of the things about you guys that I've always admired is you're reachable. People can call you. If there's any kind of a problem, you take care of it. And you guys answer the phone and you talk to your customers. It's not like a lot of other companies. You guys are real. I mean, you know, I've been to your shop. I've been to your offices. You guys are the real deal, and that's what makes your company really cool. And a great product. Great product.
Well, I appreciate that, Ray. But, yeah, we get so many comments about call on the phone. And and after talking to them for a little bit, they're like, are you one of the owners? And I'm like, And they just can't believe that. And, you know, we're not some great big giant company out there. I mean, still a smaller hands-on type of business that we really care about our product and want it to be the best. And,
yes, you do.
And I think it shows.
It certainly does. It certainly does. Give them your website, but then tell us some of the stores or accounts or places where they can buy Indian Creek choke tubes.
Our website is IndianCreekSS.com, and on there we have a vendors page that you can look up what different, say you're
Illinois,
from
Missouri, wherever.
Missouri, Mississippi, anywhere. You can look if you have a local place around you that sells. But, I mean, our major ones, of course, are Bass Pro and Cabela's. Midway USA or Midwest Turkey Call Supply, locally like Dunn's out of Peavely and places like that. You know, call around. If you have a favorite shop, tell them if they don't have our choke tube, tell them to contact us. And it's not a very big deal to be a dealer for us, not at all.
Yeah, that's what I always tell everybody. If your store don't carry Indian Creek, ask them for it. Ask them about it.
Ray, also, we have an online store.
So give that website out again, then.
It's IndianCreekSS.com. And then, again, our shop number here is 573-824-5555.
Right. And you're doing a lot of electronic media now. You're out there. You can look Indian Creek Shooting Systems up on Facebook. You can follow these guys. Stuart's got a page on there, but you can follow Indian Creek on there and check out all the news things going on and great product, Mike. I appreciate it. I've been difficult, as I already said earlier, a little hard to find you guys when you're turkey hunting, but I understand that because I've got to know you guys through the years. Man.
Yeah, we put some miles on this traveling around.
It sure did. So appreciate it very much, and let's stay in touch. Let's get back with you a little later on. We're going to need to talk about some waterfowl tubes, and we get in the winter, we need to start talking about some coyote some predator hunting, okay?
Yes, that's getting very, very popular, and we have an outstanding choke tube for that, by the way. So,
all right. So, if you're just joining us, we're visiting with Mike Ponder, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, Corona, Missouri, and great company, great people, and this is the real deal, the real deal. So if you're not shooting in Indian Creek, you need to be shooting it. Thanks, Mike, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Ray.
Indian Creek Shooting System. Indian Creek Shooting System. Get you some. And with that, we'll see you all on the other side.